Maybe this is a good point to ask exactly what your job was in 1930, or what you were doing when you came.
Well, that's yes. Well, I had graduated from the university. I had done 4 years of graduate studies in Toronto. I had done 2 years of graduate studies, postdoctoral studies at Yale, along with in Washington, D.C., and 1 year in London. And I was presented with the opportunity. I could, at that time, I always had, I knew that I had, could rely on something, could go back to work with Sir Frederick Banting. If he always told me that there was something if I got stuck. I also had, was toying with the idea of going, and I had the opportunity of going to the to establish the Burroughs Wellcome Biochemical Laboratory in New York, their branch laboratory there. And then I just about deciding to do that and wondering when I had an opportunity to come here to do a particular task of at the university of teaching and research and so on at a junior capacity, but at half the salary. Anyhow, rightly or wrongly, and wisely or unwisely, I elected to do that. And came here. In other words, I decided to go into an academic career at half the salary that one was offered to go into industry.
You also preferred to live in British Columbia.
I also preferred to live in British Columbia. I had something to do with it too. I didn't want to. I knew New York and so on, and that's the value.
You were married by this time?
No, we weren't.
No.
No. We were married in 1930.
We were married in 1930.
So what was the job that you took at UBC?
I came to be an assistant, the assistant professor of dairying, and I came I paid to start with under a grant from the Empire Marketing Board. Now that's now
what's that?
But the Empire Marketing Board was an organization that the Empire contributed to in order to encourage trade within the Empire and to encourage work to be done that did this, that, and the other thing. Well, I came out here to work with the late Professor Sadler, who was the professor of dairying, who got this grant because this was looked upon as a center of research in the dairy industry of Canada, one of the outstanding ones. He made it. And but we were working in the field of cheese and the possibilities of developing cheese of various types and so on involved. And this is what I came to do, and to also to teach. But
you were going to look after the chemical side of the
investigation. I was looking after the chemical, biochemical side, and he was the bacteriologist or the microbiologist. That was what I came to do. Now, I came in 1929, in July. The stock crash of the United States occurred in October the 29th, 1929, and things started to go to pot right then. Now, as well, Britain and the Empire totally were having its problems of one kind or another, and financial largely, particularly in Britain, who was the main source of these kinds of funds. Canada contributed to it as well. And these things just started to, and all of this started to come apart at the seams. And the money would, the world over was dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. And eventually, after 3 years, the university, along with a lot of all kinds of other things, had to face the Depression, and in which they had the solution. The university grant from the province was cut from $650,000, either one or the other, to $250,000, about commensurate with what everything else was cut in the province. Maybe a little bit more, I don't know. And there were moves to close the university down. There were people within the community who thought it was an excess bags yeah. and so on. And, anyhow, and we I was among those of the younger. And the Empire Marketing Board closed down. And there were no funds coming from that. So the combination of these things, I was among the group within the university that the president had the unhappy task of calling each of us one in and tell us that there was no more money, period. Mm-hmm. So you better do what you could do.
What year was that?
1932.
So you were without a job?
Well, yes, I was, but... yes, that's right. Yes, I was without a job, that's right. And except that with Professor Sadler, we had done work. This is with the Powell River Company having to do with discoloration of pulp. Now you wonder, see, there's a relationship between pulp discoloration, the same microorganisms that are involved that are ripening the cheese and do a lot of other things. And we had helped out, we'd helped improve the quality, among other things, we helped them out to improve the quality of their paper. Produced, and this is now the McMillan Waddell, of course, it was the Powell River Company at that time. And they were willing, and they had problems of one kind or another competitively, and they had difficulties surviving in the world market, and if they could improve their quality. So they were willing, in the light of what we had helped them with, to take, if I would be willing to go to Powell River, they could give me something to do and to work, but they at $150 a month. And you see, so that's what they were able to do. Now, I had come to the university at $2,700 at that time, but I could go there at $1,800, so which I did. And our work was going to pot, and we had done so much and so on, and the National Research Council of Canada managed to, and they wanted to save it, some of the findings and so on, some of the work still had to get done, so they managed to, toward the end of that year, I came back, and I don't think we got to go into all this, maybe, I don't know. Do you think this is worth going into or not?
I think it's interesting the impact it had on people working in a university and the alternatives they had to find. Yeah.
Well, anyhow, stop quickly. The upshot of it was I came back to the university at the same rate and under the National Research Council to complete work. Okay. But in the interval, Professor Sadler got ill and he went away. And so then the next period, when he got ill and he had to go away, and they asked me to substitute for him for the 3 month period while he'd be away. Well, which I did at the same rate. And we had a house on our hands, of course, remember.
Right.
We had to be paid for and so on. And then as a result of all that, and I got through that year, then he died. So they asked me to carry on in a minor way to do this. The other person that had been in Daring was also dismissed at the time I was there, but he went away to the States and managed to get a post. So I was the following year, I was then told that if I would go at my own expense and get to gain some experience, further experience in a particular area in Washington, D.C., at the United States Department of Agriculture, and some other places too, if I did that at my own expense, that the university might give consideration to giving me, they might be in a position that in the fall term, of giving me some kind of a post that had a little bit of permanency to it. So, which we did. And we've been thinking since we were last with you. We don't know how we financed that summer. I don't know how we did it. I haven't a clue, but we went away,
yeah.
Drove to Washington.
Gosh,
didn't borrow money?
No, I don't. I wouldn't know where we got the money from, but I don't know. But we drove to Washington, and we lived in a high class slums in Washington. But I don't know how we're trying to figure out how we had money there. I don't know.
Did they pay you at all there?
No. Oh no.
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 Pure education.
Oh yeah. You didn't. There were no such. That's our sabbatical. honest about it.
Well, this one had no practical experience in dairy and cheese making. This was straight.
So on that basis, when I came back, then we got an appointment to continue for 1 year. And it was, I think it was at 2,400. That had to be about 35.
I
don't see the details in there. So eventually it started to, so this is what all happened.
Yeah.